Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind name? Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, I don't know. When you have a Supreme Court that apparently does not have any respect for the Constitution itself, you know, that neither the spirit nor the letter of the Constitution, because that, you know, that willing to set aside elections, you know, just turning that power over to the state and ignoring the fact that our electoral system has evolved since the original document. The Constitution itself has evolved because it has been amended. We have members on the Supreme Court now that don't believe in the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, and they probably hate the 16th Amendment as well because that, you know, allows for the income tax. I mean, Amy Coney Barrett has actually talked about that. They say, well, it wasn't valid. It's not valid because we forced those poor southern states that were in rebellion against the Union to agree to those as part of getting back into the Union. I mean, that there's parts, you know, you just talked about Reconstruction ending with the race you're talking about, that Ruther B. Hayes, you know, taking the presidency, that and ending Reconstruction. I mean, the North was far, far more merciful to the South in terms of what happened to the rebellious, to the people that engaged in the rebellion. For the love of God, there was a number of people that betrayed their oath to the Constitution, joined either the Southern Army or the Southern government.
Right. No, I understand, Mark. Here's the deal: we're all Americans now. On my ship, half the crew were from the South. They were wonderful guys. They were wonderful, wonderful shipmates.
So
I don't think that's the issue anymore. The issue right now is you have an unelected Supreme Court. You have an unelected Supreme Court that is simply taking away our election rights. I mean, they overturned Roe v. Wade without any support nationally at all for doing that. It's been in effect for 50 years. Now they are saying, and there's two of them that are just coming right out and saying it, and four or five of them already agreed to take the case in North Carolina, that we are going to possibly have a decision that says that the state legislators can do whatever they want. State legislators can do on elections, even federal elections, and their own governors can't veto it, and their own Supreme Courts can't overturn it. That's what the U.S. Supreme Court is about to say. But what people don't know is that in the election clause in Article 1, it does say the state legislators can set the time, manner, and conduct of the elections. But it also says right after that, and Congress can overturn that. The federal Congress can overturn it. And the federal Congress can overturn it and should overturn that. That's where it belongs. Why should state legislators control presidential elections in their state? They don't want fair elections, some of them. The other thing to keep in mind, if you're listening out there and you're a Republican or an independent, you think you want to vote Republican, not only do Michaels and Clayfish both say that they would have the legislature, i.e. Voss, pick the electors, not you, but also the Republicans have proposed that they are going to put in a resolution which can't be vetoed by Evers, can't be vetoed by a governor, it's a resolution to the voters that will say you no longer get to vote for state treasurer, secretary of state, lieutenant governor, or secretary of public instruction, DPI, director of public instruction. They will be picked by the governor. And my message to you, if you remember nothing else, do not give up your right to vote under any circumstance. Never give up your right to vote under any circumstance. Any circumstance. Going back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Wisco Paul.
Happy Friday, Matt. If you want to know some of the problem, I spent the last 2 days, not all of it, listening to Right Radio.
Yep.
There's a serious problem there. It's free advertising for the GOP every day, and as far as I can tell, they're not happy about anything that's going on in the Democratic side. It's just an amazing thing. And they cover most of the state because I do some driving a couple days a week. Yet it's, I don't know. thank God for your station. And Democrats need to wake up because you had a.
I appreciate that, Paul. And I've picked up on something you said yesterday that we need more on our station, more examples of the good that the Democrats are doing, that Joe Biden is doing, for instance, the good, and also the good about America and our unity, and the fact that the real differences between Democrats and Republicans are not personal. They're on some issues, and there's more unanimity than people think. I thought that was a very, very good insight. So, Paul, thanks a lot for calling. It sounds like you're driving around listening to a lot of right-wing radio, so whenever you can, listen to Devil Radio, the Shaw, our stations. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Dick of Madison.
This is all Dick? Well and good to talk about these state electors and this and that and the other thing going on. I understand all of it. But to me, all of this circles back to the guy that started the ball rolling in this direction, that's Donald Trump. And we need to have the Justice Department deal with him. It has to happen. I mean, without it, we wouldn't be talking about any of the stuff we're talking about. It wouldn't have been for the last 5.5 years of this nonsense that he's brought to this country and what was the Republican Party that's now a cult of his. It all circles back to him, period.
Yeah, it's a good point. And remember, the January 6th Commission is, it may seem laborious to doing a lot of work, but Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony apparently moved a lot of people. There are a lot of people in the Republican Party now who are saying, this guy can't be our nominee. You can't have a guy throwing his lunch against the wall. You can't have a guy going, what, they're armed? That's okay. They're not here to hurt me. And they got guns and knives. Okay, well, let's go up to the Capitol. That's not going to fly. That they could get him nominated. Remember something. Primary voters, there aren't that many people vote in primaries. The turnout is low. August 9, there's an election coming up. Senate candidates on the Democratic side, governor candidates on the Republican side, and a lot of other candidates. It'll be a very low turnout, sadly. It's August 9. People will be barbecuing. People will be on vacation. People will go, they're at a softball game. They'll go, why should I vote? They'll pick a candidate. So it's easy for an extremist to get nominated. That's true of both parties, by the way. And the other thing is that Trump has a hardcore of about certainly a third to maybe more than that of the Republican electorate and maybe the overall electorate. But it's not a majority. It's not close to a majority. And a lot of it is people who aren't spending an awful lot of time thinking about what really happened. And that's why just a bit ago I was saying, it's not just the QAnon shaman and that kind of stuff. It's the attempt to overturn the electoral vote. Going to break. Lines are open. 844-967-2700.